Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works in giving you a boner. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. Aside from me reading this, it's made in the US of A, America. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR, A-R-M-C-H-A-I-R, to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this train wreck of a podcast.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a special Victory Monday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast live from a park in Pearland. Andrew, we're making this one free because, oh, my God, it happened. The Saints went into Seattle and won a football game, and we'll get into the stats and all the stuff on the big show tonight later, because the stats, Saints got outgained by like 200 yards, but whatever. I don't give a damn. They won. As you would like to say, this game had shenanigans from start to finish. What is your biggest takeaway from it, besides the fact that I think it's the most amazing regular season Saints victory in the history of the franchise, if you don't count the Gleason game?
Yeah, I hear a lot of kids screaming in the background. They must all be really excited about the Saints winning.
Well, my kid is. He's wearing a Kamara jersey right now.
Nice. Yeah, man, it was good. You know, I think it was a complete team win is the way you described those, where you get a touchdown from offense, defense, and special teams. And, you know, sometimes I talk over the years when we've been doing this podcast together, the Saints have been good enough that a lot of times I'll tell you, Ralph, like, I just don't see the Saints losing this game unless shenanigans, you know, unless the crazy stuff happens. And I kind of felt like she was on the other foot for this game. Like, it was going to be tough for the Saints to win this one without shenanigans. But, boy, did it happen. And, you know, the big relief, the funny thing is, like, on the podcast we kept talking about how, like, when the officials, like, at what point would the officials screw the Saints? It kind of felt like every call in that game kind of went with them. It was almost like the NFL called the refs, and they were like, hey, good job, like, costing the Saints the last few games, but – we really need you to kind of lean Saints this time because, like, their fans are getting a little too insufferable.
I mean, the Saints got all kinds of calls. The fumble call, if they call it down, they probably keep it down. But since they called it a fumble, it's a fumble, right? And it's a touchdown. The Seattle, Al Woods finally did something great for the Saints. He lined up wrong on a field goal that Luck misses. Saints get a first down, catch it into a touchdown. Thank you, Al Woods.
Thank you, Al Woods. Appreciate that.
But there
was some lucky stuff, but – you know, I just think when you look at the team top to bottom, like the offense, obviously Bridgewater, he did what he had to do to win the game. But my God, Alvin Kamara was amazing. I mean, this may not have been his best game statistically, but I would venture to say this was his best game as a Saint in terms of impact on the game. Defensively, I mean, Eli Apple and Von Bell combined to just make a huge play. I think at that point, Seattle's starting to get momentum. They've tied it at 7. They have the ball back. They're moving. And you just feel like Seattle's starting to ascend, and boom, defensive touchdown. And so at that point, I think there's a lot of frustration from the fans, from their team, because they're like, oh, my God, We're down 13-7, and Teddy Bridgewater, we haven't made him do anything yet. Like, he hasn't done anything, and he's up 13-7. And so that was a huge play. And then obviously Deontay Harris with the punt return. All three phases. Thomas Morstead, my God, like what more can you say about that guy? But I just thought all three phases had huge plays that contributed to this win.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, with this game is the Saints, like you said, they just sort of hung in and made enough plays. But and we talked about it all during the week. You know, we said they need special teams. They need this. But whenever they have a chance to cash it in, they need to cash it in. And they did it. You know, Sean Payton up 20-70, went for it on fourth down. Teddy Bridgewater threw the play to Thomas. And you could say, look, Teddy Bridgewater, a lot of people on Twitter were like, it's not that impressive. He's just making really simple, easy throws. I'm like, dude, he's 16-21 for two touchdowns. I'm watching the Steelers gag up a game when I'm checking in on it. You know, other teams with backup quarterbacks, it's been a disaster. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, to me, he gave you everything you could want today. Like, I mean, now you could, and I'm not talking about, you want to argue about him for the future, that's a different topic. But as far as going into Seattle, being good, not turning the ball over, not making mistakes, making the throws that were there, I thought he was an A-plus for him, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, he probably should have had a couple interceptions. So, I mean, I know there's a couple throws he'll want to have back.
Yeah.
But overall, this just felt like a game manager win. And it's like if you remember Ben Roethlisberger early in his career or Russell Wilson early in his career, you know, when they were throwing for 189 yards and winning a game, leading on their run game and their defense, that's kind of what we got. And that's all Bridgewater really needed to do today. He just needed to be a game manager, not turn the ball over, be consistent. And, you know, it's one of those things where I don't think he had a great game by any means, but he did what needed to be done to win, and he was a game manager. And listen, when you're on the road in a driving rainstorm in Seattle, what more do you want out of the guy? He's not going to throw for 450 on the road in Seattle in a driving rainstorm.
Yeah, I literally said on Twitter, Teddy Bridgewater is game managing the fuck out of this game, and it's beautiful. Like, and it was. And here's the thing, you know, and I said it on Twitter, and I'll say it in my comment. I write, come on, the Saints, the Giants, said the Saints are solid and went to Tampa and won 32-31.
Well, I would say Tampa's kicker did the Saints a solid.
Whatever. Not my problem, man. It's not my fault Tampa can't find a kicker, Andrew. But the Saints, they're in first place. So it means even if you lose to Dallas, they're still going to be, at worst, tied for first. So that means they're going to get to week five in first place, right? So every week the Saints are in first place or tied for first place. It's like a countdown until Drew gets back, right? So
they get two
more weeks. So, you know, it just works out perfectly for them. And look, I think I look at this offense, and I know, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, he had a couple throws that probably should have been picked. He missed the wide open Josh Hill on the third and long. It probably wouldn't have got a first down, but he should have made a better throw, and it was really bad. But to me, at home, they're going to be better. Like, they're not going to play in an environment as difficult as Seattle the rest of the year, you can argue.
Especially,
right?
Especially with the rain. I mean, especially in the first half, I think throwing the football was really.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Really difficult. And I think that was the difference. The Saints were the ones that kind of got the fluke plays with the punt return and the defensive touchdown.
Yeah.
Those ended up being the difference in the game. Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, I did think Russell Wilson was
he
was pretty incredible in this game.
He was magnificent. He was 13 of 14 and the Saints were winning 20-7. Like, he had some bad breaks. Yeah. And I don't have the stats in front of me because, like I said, I'm at the park with my kid. But Russell Wilson set a record for him. This is the first time in a game he has thrown 50 times. And if you told me and Andrew yesterday or Friday when we did the podcast, if I said Russell Wilson's thrown 50 times, I would have said, oh, my God, something weird has fucking happened in this football game, and I think the Saints are going to win. Like, for him to throw 50 times, Seattle doesn't want to do that. They just don't. Even though Russell Wilson is great and he probably can do it, they just don't want to. So, I mean –
Well, the fact that Pete Carroll got jacked in the face before the game and bleeding from his nose for four quarters while getting rained on and looking like a wet dog, I would say that was an omen that this was going to be a great day. But, yeah, I mean, I can't ask for a much better birthday present, that's for sure.
No, happy birthday, Andrew. And here's the thing, you know, we'll get into the details of it, but I just don't like, I just want to bask in it. I don't want to be like, I just literally don't want to be negative. I don't want to talk about the secondary getting roasted and giving up big plays or whatever. But I mean, I thought this was a case of the defense played pretty well. And it was the same thing against the Texans where just Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson are top eight quarterbacks, and they're going to just do shit to the Saints because the Saints defense isn't that good. And the Saints defense is going to struggle to be top 16 of the year, right? So it's just going to be an uphill battle. But finally, Andrew, Kamara, this is going to be the game that he says to Lumi, he's just going to put this tape on and say, pay me my money. Like, it was seriously, like, this is the kind of game where you're just like, they can't miss Kamara. If he wants $20 million a year, fine. Like, he was just – I saw people arguing on Twitter, and not Saints fans. I saw NFL analysts arguing, is Kamara the best player in the NFL ahead of even Mahomes? Like, that's how good he was today.
I think he's got the respect league-wide that people just realize this guy's a different breed. And, again, for me, it's mind-blowing how relatively small he is. Now, I know he's really strong, and I know he's got – you know, he's more built and stronger than he looks. But the fact that there's 250-pound linebackers and defensive tackles, that he's just shedding those tackles.
I know, it's
like there was like a 6-yard run that was, you know, I mean, nothing special, and just a 6-yard gain. But he broke like 7 tackles at one point to get it. And it's just, he's so hard to bring down. And it's just like, even in these small spaces where he's got a yard between him, 5 defenders and the sideline, he finds a way to just kind of slither through, and he just has this balance that makes him so hard to bring down. The only guy, like, I remember just being like, how do you tackle this guy is how I felt about Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
And they're different kind of players, and they're different statures, but that's the only guy I can really compare that skill to, because he just – has this thing where he's not going to overpower you. He's not going to run you over.
Yeah.
But he's just so hard to bring down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the screen pass where he catches it and it's like 2nd and 17 and he gets the first down. It's just remarkable. And look, big picture-wise for the Saints, I mean, Atlanta leads a close one, but their defense is a dumpster fire.
Right.
Carolina won today, but Arizona's no great shakes. I mean, I don't fear Carolina at all.
Well, an interesting thing about Carolina is do they even let Cam Newton take back over after what Kyle Allen did today? I would prefer Kyle Allen as my quarterback, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
At least for now.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I just think with all Cam Newton has done, like, they can't make that decision until the off season. I don't know what. It's been a great day, and I mean, Andrew, this is the kind of win, really, that will keep you being a Saints fan forever, because we woke up today and we're like, we don't know what we're going to get, how is this going to go, it's a driving rainstorm, it's a house of horrors, and the Saints came out, laid it on the line, and it was just a magnificent plan by Peyton. And I thought once Teddy got – the thing that gives me hope, even though Teddy was just a, you know, quote-unquote game manager –
whatever today. There was a stretch when he was 9 of 10, and the Saints really looked like a really nice offense. Are they green good? No. But they can be fine, and they'll play against Dallas. And I know Dallas is 3-0 and they've looked great, but I'm telling you, with the dome crowd and maybe some more shenanigans happening, the Saints could get this another week where they get another notch in the column while they wait for Drew Brees to come back. I'm totally reinvigorated for the 2019 season. If you just readjust your goals and you accept that, hey, we can't look at the Super Bowl and home field. It's just about winning the South and staying ahead and staying on top of the trash pile that is the NFC South. And so far, so good.
Hey, listen, we just need to stay in contact. This is what you said when we had a podcast when we were talking about Brees being injured. Hey, just stay in contact with the teams in the NFC South. And you're like, I don't really even care if the Saints go, I won't even put a record down. To me, it doesn't matter if they need to go 4-4. They just need to be within a game of Atlanta when Drew gets back. That was the point that you made.
Yep.
And another excellent point again today, which is now being 2-1 and everyone else is 1-2, we've bought ourselves 2 weeks before we can be knocked out of first place, theoretically, and really 3 weeks before we could be 2 games behind anyone. So, you know, the further we can extend that shelf life, the closer we get to getting Drew Brees back. So today, if you're a Saints fan and you're upset about the injury, like, we got through a week of it much better off than we were a week ago, and we're getting closer to getting Drew back, and we've got a margin for error. So huge win. And when you couple this with Atlanta and Tampa losing today, if you're a Saints fan, I mean, this is a monumental.
I mean, basically, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm telling you, Andrew, if they get through this 6-week stretch with Pittsburgh, if they go 4-4 at the break, I'll be stunned if they're at worst tied for first. Like, I just think the NFC South is a dumpster fire, and I think 4-4 is going to be fine. And
Well, Tampa's got a disaster kicking game, and their defense is shaky. And, you know, a disaster kicking game can rear its ugly head at any time. Atlanta defensively just lost Keanu Neal for the season, and they look like a mess on that side of the ball. Carolina, you know, Cam Newton's out, so who knows what Carolina's going to give you the rest of the season. But they look like the weakest team in the division. So, yeah, the Saints don't have to be perfect. That's the beauty of this. They can kind of just be good enough, and they'll probably win this division.
All right, since this is free, I want to make the pitch to everybody. If you sign up at this $10 level, you get the podcast every day, and you get Andrew's grades, which he'll have up, and he does them in 2 separate posts. Andrew, I am making a request/demand. I demand Thomas Morstead be the player of the game. He was ridiculous.
Phenomenal.
It was phenomenal. And I just demand it. I cannot wait to read the grades. Everybody, you should sign up at $10 so you can get Andrew's offense and defense grade and our special Wednesday podcast where we go over the grades and me and Andrew argue about them. It's been amazing. But everybody, just bashing this glow like I am at the park with my kid running around with his Camaro jersey, and I'm just fantasizing about Saints running the table with Teddy Bridgewater, and everything is perfect. This is why we wait all freaking off season for the Saints to play games. This is why we invest way too much time, emotion, money, energy into stupid sport, because we want things like today, and we got it. And just bask in the glow all day at work, and we will see you tonight, Monday, 9 o'clock, bright and early, for the big show. Until then, see you then.